There was worrying news this week about the cost of living and about teenagers' behaviour. Alison will introduce some of the stories on these topics.
The national news at the moment is dominated by the rising cost of living, and this is, of course, having a local impact as well. The expected strike action by members of the criminal bar is already affecting the Norwich courts. Norwich North MP Chloe Smith has hit back at criticism that the government is not doing enough as she announced an extra payment for disabled people. As this is an important topic for many of our listeners, we will explain more about the government's proposals in Information Desk. Norfolk County Council bosses have said they are making plans for testing times in the months ahead. Another major cause of concern this week has been teenagers' behaviour, with brawls in a Sproston park, drug gangs and stupid pranks, such as climbing a massive crane in the city centre. Here's Don with the first of the stories about the impact of the rising cost of living.
Criminal cases at Norwich and Norfolk's courts face being crippled after barristers voted in favour of an all-out strike. Members of the Criminal Bar Association, CBA, have been staging walkouts on alternate weeks in a dispute over conditions and government-set fees for legal and advocacy work. But the results of a fresh ballot mean industrial action is set to escalate with an indefinite, uninterrupted strike that would start on Monday, September the 5th. Proceedings at Norwich Crown Court have already been hit with postponed or rescheduled cases, with courts running limited services. Cases involving serious drug and violent offences have been affected. CBA Vice Chairwoman Kirsty Brimlow, QC, said the remedy is for an injection of money into the backlog of cases, which currently stands at 60,000 cases. That barristers are working on that will cost the government only £1.1 million per month. Currently, it's costing much more for the courts to sit empty. Justice Minister Sarah Dyens condemned the irresponsible and wholly unjustified decision by criminal barristers to go on strike. She said, "This is an irresponsible decision that will only see more victims face further delays and distress. The strike action is unjustified, as we are increasing criminal barristers' fees by 15%, around £7,000 more a year."
Norwich North MP Chloe Smith has hit back at criticism that the government is not doing enough to tackle the cost of living crisis, as she announced an extra payment for disabled people. The Conservative MP, who's backing fellow Norfolk MP Liz Truss to become her party's next leader and the country's next Prime Minister, took part in a series of broadcast media appearances. Ms Smith, Government Minister for Disabled People, Health and Work, appeared on the BBC, Sky News and radio station LBC to discuss how around 6 million disabled people will receive a £150 cost of living payment from the end of September. She faced questions about what South West Norfolk MP Ms Truss intends to do to tackle the cost of living crisis, with inflation predicted to hit 18% early next year and energy bills rising.
Council bosses have insisted they are making preparations for testing times in the months ahead amid fears over the cost of living crisis and winter pressures. Families and organisations, including care homes, are facing pressure amid soaring energy bills. That will coincide with the usual winter pressures Norfolk County Council has to cope with, while the impact of COVID-19 will have in incoming months remains uncertain. But a spokesman for Norfolk County Council said weekly meetings are already taking place.
Rival gang fights are seeing more than 130 teenagers descend on a recreation ground in the suburbs to scrap. Plain-clothed officers are now monitoring Sproston Recreation Ground after competing groups of young people have been travelling to the green space for brawls. Extra patrols were carried out in response to groups from the area, as well as those from Mile Cross and Heartsease, clashing, Sproston Town Council reported. Norfolk Constabulary and the Sproston Youth Engagement Project are intervening in the hopes that the inter-gang feuds will not escalate any further. There has historically been antisocial behaviour issues in the public space as well as in nearby Barker Lane. A cubicle in the gents' toilet at the recreation ground remains out of action after a suspected arson attack, while the SYEP's drop-in caravan has also been targeted.
Serious warnings are being raised about growing numbers of young people in Norwich being lured into drug gangs. Labour councillor Chrissy Rumsby said boredom and the cost of living crisis are leading to young people in the city being exploited by County Lines gangs. She's calling for more money to be spent on creating a network of youth clubs in the city to protect youngsters. Ms. Rumsby said, the problem is the lack of things to do for youths which make them more susceptible to being in a gang. Gangs have changed because there's more County Lines activity and more vulnerable people are caught up in that. I fear for them because once you get involved, you cannot get out.
A video on Instagram by @itsmakapaka shows a group of teenagers larking about on top of the structure overlooking St Crispin's House in Duke Street. The prank has been described as obviously dangerous by Norfolk Constabulary. The site is currently under construction by the developers Macalea and Rush. A spokesman for the business said it was aware of the trespassing and had reported the incident to police. She added, "We have robust health, safety and security measures in place and we take every precaution possible to secure our sites from unauthorised entry." A spokeswoman for the police added that the stunt had not just put the individuals in danger but the public too. She said, "Not only is it a danger to the people up the crane, but also to the public. Imagine if they were to drop something from that height, it would be fatal."